This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
213291. Work on your degree while you work.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
All right, noon hour code word is BOLT, B-O-L-T. You have until 1 o'clock to text the word BOLT, B-O-L-T, to 72881. Text BOLT, B-O-L-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have 57 minutes to do it, and if you are the winner, you'll win $1,000. Last week, we had a winner right here on this show, Jason and John Show. You could be the next Jason and John $1,000 winner. We're giving away cash, paying you to listen. So right now, give us a text. Text BOLT to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 Unicorn Cash Go on 92.9.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yes, I did.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day at this time, we like to do a little thing we call the Rundown. Why don't we do it?
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
Penny's talking at 1 o'clock today, John.
Go Tigers.
You should be excited about it because we're going to get some closure on some things it feels like. Now, Penny is doing the rounds, y'all. He did a podcast with Jeff Goodman, some of which we've listened to. John Martin went all the way through it, got the fine details. The biggest one thing jumped out was about Rajon Tucker. Penny sort of saying that one's up in the air. We don't know. Can't talk about it much. So there's that. Penny's also doing some things, obviously, with ESPN today. I think they've announced he's going to be on Outside the Lines. Possible. I was told, too, he's doing something around noon on maybe on SportsCenter Live. So he may be on. Brad, you might want to check that.
Check it on SportsCenter.
Yeah, just make sure, because I'd heard from Memphis, too, it might be more than just Outside the Lines. Right. So point is, Penny's doing the press rounds, and locally at 1 o'clock we'll get to hear from him. Now, not John and myself. We'll be on the show talking to you guys, but folks will be over there at the Lori Walton Center. And we started off the show with this, but just kind of put a fine bow on it. Penny will be talking about that 7-man signing class. Obviously, it's the first time he can talk about some of these prospects that Memphis has signed in the spring, because at one point they're unsigned prospects. He can't talk about them directly. Now he can break down their game, so there's some value in that, obviously. We figure he'll be asked about Sam Mitchell. We've gone back on that one. We listened to the podcast yesterday. Doesn't sound like Sam's got any intentions of being back. Hopefully we'll get some closure there. And, of course, I don't think John Penny's talked either here locally since, and maybe he just touches on this, and it's sort of, you could see it coming to sort of make room for what's come, but the transfers. I mean, the guys that have left, the Wingets and all that are in the portal and have sort of moved on. So he could touch on that. Maybe we even find out, you know, what's going on with Ryan Boyce. So Penny's slated today. And a lot of you all are still asking me, you know, what time he's talking today. 1 o'clock here locally. And, yeah, we expect to get some closure on things. For those of you all that got the email, oh, big announcement. John did this right at the beginning. That's Penny talking. That's what the big announcement is today.
It's a regular media availability.
And that Hall of Fame thing was moved because, again.
I mean, it will be spectacular. He will be breaking down the number one recruiting class in America.
Well, Jeff told him that he did him a favor because no one would have been at the Hall of Fame press conference. They would have all been at Penny's press conference because when Penny speaks in this city, it is news and you always get news. So 1 o'clock, we'll get a lot more from Penny Hardaway and a lot more in terms of where they are right now, and maybe with some recruiting issues like Rajon and with some coaching staff things. With
Next story.
Well,
Sam Mitchell.
Before we moved on, I know you're very excited, Brad. We appreciate that.
Trigger happy.
Before we move on, do you think he will be asked? He'll be asked about Rajon Tucker. He'll be asked about Sam Mitchell for sure. Mm-hmm. He'll be asked about, you know, if he's going to add anybody else to the class of 2019. Do you think he will be asked to address Jeff's song?
Oh no. Oh no.
And should he be?
The Precious song?
There was a song that Jeff debuted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, my wife enjoyed it.
She did.
She did.
Good.
And my wife is also around children around the ages of 7 and 8 all day long. And so her perception and her perspective is, I would always say, very warped, though, in many cases.
Be careful about beating up on a good man and Jeff Calkins. Careful walking down this road.
No, listen, we're definitely not going to play the entire thing.
And shout out to the teachers, too, your wife.
Oh, for sure. That goes without saying. Yeah. I felt like as a show it would have been irresponsible if we went any further without addressing what happened yesterday on Jeff's show.
You want to just pop this song?
Yep.
Okay. If I can look calm.
Precious that you were the highlights we all can share. Us on our feet and you flying right through the air. Can't find the 3-point line. Turn on that line. Less than boogie or there. Precious that you were the highlights we all can share.
Okay, you can cut it off. I actually just got a text. According to a source, Precious has asked out of his letter of intent.
Damn.
After hearing this song, he no longer wants to come to Memphis. because this is all, well,
bro, I did not know that that was Jeff singing. Oh my lord. Until late last night that was Hawkins actually singing. I just thought he had.
And that song goes on for 2 more minutes.
I think we should get some more of it, right?
No,
that's okay. No, seriously. No. First of all, I didn't like. I'm 27, so I don't even know.
It's a 70s song. Yeah, Precious and Few. Yeah,
I got the sense that. I mean, I knew it was a parody. A song. Yeah. Song. You know, but
how about the auto tune in the production too? Like, there's like a little
is
bit
that
of
auto tune.
Yeah, there's like auto tune or some sort of post production.
No, I think it's just Jeff's voice.
Oh.
I want to read you some of the reviews that have come in.
Yeah, let's hear them. Your wife loved it.
My wife enjoyed it. Strange, but she's also married to me. The redhead said he should stick to writing. Lynn said, "Wow, Jeff sings worse than I do, and that is bad." Jeff sent a covering ears emoji. Chaos One says, "Is he okay? Sounds like a prisoner of war." So obviously, this song is one of our finest works here.
I didn't understand the voice. He totally threw me off. Precious.
He's a little country in there.
Precious.
It's like, deep. It's yacht
but
rock.
What's the point? Yeah. I mean, Mr. Ed.
It's not that bad.
Who sings it?
It's a little country. It's a little country, Jason.
It doesn't even sound like Jeff. Like, that's why he threw me off.
I think, does Jeff sing in his church choir? I think he might be in the church choir. They might have, you know.
I didn't know he had that in him. To change it up like that. Well, I was impressed with the range.
How did the song start?
It's precious but you. What? Is that you, Jeff?
Where did he find that voice? Yeah.
Mr. Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what the hell was that?
That was the commercial in the little press.
Oh, he's even got a commercial, so he's obviously, the song is selling. So.
No, we're not.
It's on the website. We have it posted if you want to see it on the website.
I don't know if anybody wants to see it or hear it. But anyway, yeah.
Memphis is going to be re-recruiting Precious Achiuwa here.
Jeff really put the staff in a tough spot with that one. You know,
that's a good line.
You think he's going to decommit because of that?
Before people take that seriously,
that was a joke.
Yeah, people do, you know, yes. When you say it like that, Brad, you make it sound all serious.
Sorry.
No, he's not going to decommit. He's coming to Memphis and Penny's going to address him.
All right.
Later today at the press conference.
Next story.
All right, over at The Athletic, there was a survey. There was a staff survey about the college basketball offseason. Best hires, worst hires, most underrated hires. And I just wanted to kind of go through a few of these, Jason, run them by you, and get your opinion. Who was the best hire of 2019? What's your answer? Who do you think?
Give me some choices, man.
Well, okay, I'll just give you the guys that were nominated then, because we just had to choose. Buzz Williams, Fred Hoiberg, Nate Oates, Eric Musselman.
Oh, Buzz, I mean, come on.
Yeah, Buzz was the top vote getter, 7 votes. That's who I voted for. Just, I mean, he does well everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
You know, now, again, I could also make a case for Hoiberg at Nebraska and Musselman in Arkansas. Less sure of Nate Oates at Alabama. Tough job, you know? I mean, because Avery got players down there, and we saw what happened.
I'm not sure about Musselman's weird energy in Fayetteville, but we'll see what happens with it.
I think weird energy is good in Fayetteville.
I
think it will go over very well.
We'll see about that. Mm. He's weird.
Who was the worst hire? Several submissions here. Mike Anderson, Jerry Stackhouse, Mick Cronin, Nate Oates, Dane Fisher, and Mark Fox.
Wow.
These folks going to make me kind of root for Jerry.
Well, it's kind of like Penny didn't get this kind of like, oh, he's a terrible hire. Everybody understood it.
The difference is, and I can understand the argument, it's not the same as Penny in the sense that Jerry had no Vandy ties. He didn't play there. This isn't, he didn't grow up there. North Carolina guy. And so it made sense for Penny because the moment you put him back in here, you got people caring again.
I think
people build the wall.
You bring up a good point. He's going, like, he has to go all in to get a Matthew Morrell, and that's one dude. Like, he's got a real big project ahead of him.
Yeah, but I just think people are looking at Jerry in the same way I think some nationally looked at Penny, that this is hollow. He's just a face. He's going to try to do what Penny did, and it's going to fail just because he doesn't have those ties.
Right.
The guy is super smart. The guy is, like, I'm telling you, sharp, savvy, all of it, everything we say about Penny. And I'm telling you, it's one thing. You might say it's a little bit short-sighted. You might. If he's hiring Faraji to get Morrell and and he doesn't, right, and you've kept him on the assistant staff, what would be shrewd is that's what I'm talking about, is if indeed the proposition is come get him for a year, you don't get him, you're going back to support staff.
Right.
Now, that's a man who's thinking about his future. He's thinking about, okay, I'm going to fight for Morrell. I'm going to do it with a guy that's close to him. Mm-hmm. But I'm not short-sighted enough to think that that might not affect me down the road. So I'm going to put him back to support staff if he doesn't get him. That strikes me as a smart dude. To open this up, the people that are rooting against Jerry thinking he's just some former NBA athlete just sticking his toes in this and he's just going to be successful because he walks in and they're rooting against him because of it, I think that's ridiculous. He's a smart dude. And, look, I'll be pulling for Memphis if they play Vandy, but I'm pulling for Jerry Stackhouse to do well there haters and everybody, for the doubters think he's not going to pull this off.
I'm very much
– It's hard to win in Vandy, number
it
one.
It is because you have admission standards.
Winning that championship.
But I'm very much neutral on it. Like, I could see it going well, and I could see it failing. Like, because he's not Penny.
Well, it's hard to win there, and he's never done this.
Jason
That's the other part of it.
Said it yesterday. He said that town's not into that team like Memphis is into Memphis. It's hard to recruit there. People aren't going to the games like they did in the 80s and 90s. It's a tough job.
But I would not look at it as something that where you're saying this man's going to fall flat on his face. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's done a good job putting the staff together. And I think he's got a plan. Whether that works or not, we'll see. Again, I would go back to it's hard to win in Vandy for anybody.
Fired Bryce Drew?
I would not have. I'm on record as saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was all tied up in Garland, and you take away the player, the caliber of Garland, it throws off your entire plan. Should you have gone 0-18 in the SEC? No, that's never acceptable. But that guy had done enough good there. Yeah. It's hard to get people excited about Vanderbilt basketball. He had done that.
Right.
And, again, you had something, a pretty big excuse to fall back on, and Darius Garland not being able to play last year.
But, on that, that's done.
I'm past it.
But the top result was Mike Anderson at St. John's.
Hmm.
Top result was him. Because, it just doesn't make sense. It makes sense. Jerry Stackhouse got hired at Vanderbilt because the AD was the former, G League guy, Mike Anderson got hired at St. John's for what reason exactly? Like, what connections does he have to New York City?
Because they missed on everyone else.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Arkansas was a job that in many ways you just thought was tailor-made for him. Nolan and all that, disciple of Nolan. And he got there and he couldn't get it done. Couldn't get it done in a major way. And now he's going to go to a job that is much harder in St. John's. And, I think that's going to be a tough one. Most underrated hire. You'll really like this one, Jason. It was a tie. The top vote getters were a tie with Nate Oates, Alabama, and Ron Hunter at Tulane.
There it is.
Who got my vote. I want to raise my hand.
Good job, man.
I voted for Ron Hunter.
AAC, way to represent for the AAC, John.
Yeah, Ron Hunter's getting players.
Did he have more than just your vote, or was there?
He got three votes.
Good, because it's good.
That's the Lawson boys going.
He got KJ Lawson at Tulane. I think anytime you can get a player like that at Tulane, you're already starting off.
In 2 years.
Exactly. You're already starting off on a great foot
That's true.
That's
a good get.
The expectations are already really low.
He's getting married in July.
I'm
telling y'all, man, KJ.
Yeah.
Different dude than the one that the one that left here. That's all I'm telling you. The kids come. He's matured. Huh. Getting married in July. He's going to be working on his master's down at Tulane in the 2 years he's down there. Yeah, no question.
Good for him.
Nate Oates, and then there's a bunch of one vote getting guys. Then I'm just going to go through the questions here because they're interesting. From 1 to 5, 1 being a disaster and 5 being multiple national championships, rate how Mick Cronin will do at UCLA. I said 3 because I think he's too good of a coach for it to go disastrously. He's going to win games. The Pac-12's beat down. He's going to probably contend in that league more years than he doesn't, right? But he's never – he does not get out of the first weekend. We see that. And he doesn't recruit the kind of players or play the style that UCLA fans are going to expect.
That's where I was going.
And so he'll win, but to UCLA fans, it'll probably never be enough.
They will not appreciate his grinder style and the sort of grinding style that his teams play the way it was appreciated in Cincinnati.
Yes.
I'm with you, John. They will win. UCLA fans won't like the way they're winning.
Exactly.
I think that's the way it goes.
Exactly.
I really do.
4 coaching changes in the SEC, which the average, by the way, the average numerical number was 2.78 on Mick Cronin. So it's firmly in the middle on him, which I think is about right. 4 coaching changes in the SEC alone, which one made the most improvement in their program with the hire? Texas A&M got the majority of the votes, which is obviously easy there. And then the final question was, who will be the guy everyone is trying to hire in April 2020?
That's an easy one.
We know you know. We know who you had the same answer in 2019.
I was the first one to bring him up before anyone.
You
tried to get him to UNLV.
I wanted him desperately wanted him. I was probably the first person in the country to bring him up.
Brad brought this dude up in 2008.
I might legitimately be the first person in the country to bring him up.
But he was not a top vote getter. In fact, he only got one vote.
Mike?
The top responses were Chris Beard and John Becker at Vermont. What the hell?
Well, Chris Beard ain't leaving.
Chris Beard, I mean, he could leave for, Blue Blood. Yeah, yeah. But he ain't just going to leave for Illinois.
No.
You know, or a job like that. So I didn't even think about him.
Mm-mm.
He would have been a guy everybody's trying to hire in 2019.
Right.
You know, so it didn't make sense to me. Here were the answers. Billy Donovan, Bobby Hurley, Chris Jans, Richie McKay, Mike Miller, Rick Pitino, Mike Rhodes, Kelvin Sampson, Craig Smith, and Brad Stevens.
Brad, do you realize that if you'd sent Mike off to UNLV as you would have wished?
Yes. I did wish it. That's my alma mater, probably, for the record. I was doing it for school there.
You would have probably cost Memphis the number one recruiting class in the country. Do you realize that in sending him off, what you were going to do to Memphians and fans of that program and doing that in your selfish ways?
This is tough. This is very difficult.
You have to live here. Got a spot in Vegas, you're going out
this
there
with
him.
This is one of those things where you have a couple of kids and you got to love both of them. And that's how I feel about this. I love both Memphis with all my heart.
You don't love it enough.
Oh, I love it so much.
You don't love it enough.
I mean, is that a fair statement?
Y'all got so many. There are plenty of recruits to go around. You just happen to get them all. There are plenty of recruits to go get around. You just happen to get all of them.
For the first time ever, the University of Memphis has the number one recruiting class in history over at 24/7 Sports. And Brad had his way. It wouldn't have gone that way.
Listen, don't put this all on me. I'm just trying to represent my background, my roots, and so that's where my heart was. I also love and I have a deep affection for Memphis. And frankly, Memphis had so many recruits, they had enough to go around. Well, we saw that. That's how they got the number one recruiting class.
Well, no, because you have relationships with these specific players, though.
I got you.
You don't have relationships with all players.
But I will say, now we've covered that. Let me come back to me for a second.
Who you with?
I'm with both children. I am more with Memphis than UNLV.
Well, there you go. Then you're glad that Mike stayed. Then that's big of you.
Okay, I will say this will be an issue that's going to come up in the future, number one.
Of course.
And number two, there were people that crap, and these are Memphis fans who are trying to backhandedly crap on Mike because they didn't want to lose him. Follow?
Oh, there was a really weird 2 weeks there
y'all are talking about. If I'm going to keep it real with this conversation, mm-hmm. y'all out there crapping on Mike Miller, who are fans of Memphis,
it's true.
You get your ass over here and let's talk about that.
Now,
because
I'm actually side with you on this
one.
There was a 3 week period when his name was coming up for jobs where there are people on Twitter saying, he ain't done nothing.
Yeah, what's he done? You know, he's only got two or three dudes that are about to be making you the number one recruiting class, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
get the hell out of the weeds a little bit.
I agree. That was very strange to basically marginalize, an assistant who's on, who works for
you. It was happening, Jason. I mean, that was a real thing. People crapping.
At the time.
Well, who's he connected to? He ain't gotten a recruit yet.
At the time, though, it was true. But again, it was never going to remain true.
Right. I knew that.
It's just that Precious and Lester and Boogie and all those guys, it was still Lester and Precious hadn't decided yet, and Boogie mm-hmm. was at the
right.
time going
yes.
to Duke.
Yes.
But it all worked out.
Thank goodness.
Penny Hardaway, it looks like as of right now, is on Outside the Lines. I'm looking at
He's on here. Here's he on the TV.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Uh-huh. Top of the class is the graphic. Top of the class.
Should I pull it up or you want to?
No, you're fine. Okay. But anyway, when we come back, Carl Morrell is going to join us. He is the father of Matthew Morrell. Mm. We will talk to him about what's next for Matthew.
Yes.
What he thinks about Faraji going to Vanderbilt, new offers, him blowing up this spring and summer. Lots to get to with him. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Frontier Western Store's world-famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Workhog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well, Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
The old adage is true, you get what you pay for. When it comes to your air conditioning system, quality products are important, but even more important is the quality of the installation. At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we provide a customized system installed by a team of professionals. Let us design the perfect home comfort system for your budget and lifestyle. Ask about 48 months interest-free financing when you call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcomed the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse? They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, crab legs, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. It's the same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Yeah. I got drink of living there.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
They took my heart away. Heart away. Heart away.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. They got it all. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need. They got them. Price starting at just $29.90. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for that vehicle. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web. LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Penny Hardaway on Outside the Lines mentioned Sam Mitchell as a member of the staff. So, of course, I'm assuming he was not asked directly, is Sam Mitchell still a member of your staff? He will be asked that later today. So we shall see if that changes at all. But right now, he is Carl Morrell. He's the father of top 40, soon to be top 40, we believe, guard in the class 2020, Matthew Morrell, and he joins us now. Carl, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Everything is good. Here on the show, man. So what have the last 24 hours, last 48 hours been like for you and for your family, seeing the change there in coaching staffs at Whitehaven?
Well, a lot of phone calls, a lot of high schools calling, a lot of prep schools calling. That's been my last 48 hours.
Did you see this coming, Dad? Like, when you know, take it back to the state championship, you know, state tournament and all that. Did you see this coming?
Well, I know that all the coaches that came in to see Matthew was really, really excited about Coach Phillips.
Yes, sir.
About the things he was doing in high school. They couldn't believe that this was going on in high school. A lot of them even took notes that I'm taking this back to college with me. I'm taking this drill back with me. They was real excited about him, and it's always been his dream, you know, to coach in college. So I kind of knew it was coming, just didn't know when it was coming.
I got you.
What's the spring been like for Matthew? Because obviously I think the world is finding out about just how good he is and how good he can be. Everybody we talk to from a sort of recruiting analyst standpoint say that he's about to jump up, you know, 40 or 50 spots in whatever rankings it happens to be. What's the spring been like for you and Matthew?
It's been busy. It's been very busy. A lot of coaches calling. He'll be in and out of town the whole month of June. Just people just calling, getting to know him. Coach is trying to get to know him. You know, he picked up those last three offers, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He picked up Georgetown, Alabama, and Vanderbilt about 3 months ago. So it's been exciting.
Carl, I got to ask you, how much tougher is this going to make Matthew's recruitment? I mean, Faraji, Coach Phillips has known your son for a very long time. I know he's known your family for a very long time. It's not just, you know, a school now and all that. It's personal. Y'all are friends.
Yeah, we are. But Coach Phillips has informed us that he's going to recruit Matthew just like anybody else.
I got you.
Matthew's recruitment is still open, but he's going to recruit Matthew. The only big difference it is that most coaches are trying to build a relationship with Matthew. Coach Phillips already has a relationship with Matthew. So that's the biggest difference, you know, in the recruitment process between Coach and Matthew. It's just that they already have a relationship.
Yep. And how far does that relationship go back? I saw Marginato tweeting about it. Is it 9 years old that he's known Matthew go back with?
Yeah, he was like in the second, third grade when I first introduced him to Coach Phillips. And he's just been with him. Out of all those years, it was only 1 year that we didn't play with Coach Phillips. Coach Phillips needed a break, you know. And so he took a break about halfway during the season. We ended up going with another team. But every other year, he's been with Coach Phillips until he got to the point where he couldn't play for him because of, you know, high school and AU type deal. Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to Carl Morrell, the father of 2020 guard Matthew Morrell. Obviously, his coach at Whitehaven, Faraji Phillips, going on to join the Vanderbilt staff as an assistant coach. You mentioned you've been fielding calls from other high schools, other prep schools. I mean, at this point, how do you even sit down and sort of think about what's next? I mean, are you open to, you know, going elsewhere? Are you staying at Whitehaven? I mean, what sort of is the process now?
Well, right now we're just trying to find out who's going to be at Whitehaven.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who's the coach going to be at Whitehaven, so we're trying to find out who's going to be the coach at Whitehaven, and that'll determine probably which way that Matthew's over. Right now he's shooting at Whitehaven.
Gotcha. I mean, in prep school, you see a lot of, you know, you see a lot of kids do that these days, whether it's, you know, IMG, Montverde, Oak Hill. There are tons of prep schools. And the benefits there. I mean, I'm assuming that's something that you've at least considered, you know, in the short time that this
has happened. So they calling too, huh, Dad?
Well, yeah, they calling. But Matthew is kind of different. He's just kind of weighing his options out. He's not saying, Dad, I want to do this right now. I want to do that. He just said, I want to see who's going to come and coach Whitehead.
Yes, sir.
And we'll go from there.
We know that on the first day you could do those in-homes. I think Penny was in there on Monday. How much has he made it clear to y'all that your son is a priority in terms of that relationship with him?
Oh, he's made it quite clear. Yeah. Matlock called me on Saturday just to reemphasize that, hey, Matthew was a priority to them. And how much clear can you make it? You know,
yes, sir.
They called.
When you obviously we've had you on the show before, we've talked about you know how you feel about the University of Memphis. What do you think about what they've done in the class 2019? They've got the number one recruiting class in the country.
Outstanding and unbelievable, but outstanding. I didn't think that they was gonna get them all. I knew that they get some, but wow, to get them all is amazing.
Yeah, it definitely is. Who are the schools right now who are primarily involved with Matthew as
Hardest.
Of today?
Yeah.
Got Memphis, Georgetown, Tennessee, North Carolina State, Iowa State. It's about 20 of them. So, it's a lot of schools, and I'm getting calls. I'm getting texts from all of them. And we probably could go on with the schools that's calling right now.
Gotcha. Well, Carl, we appreciate the time. We know you guys certainly have a lot to think about over the next couple of weeks. And we wish you guys the best, whatever the decision is.
Thank you for this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much.
Yes, sir. He is Carl Morrell, the father of Matthew Morrell. Now, very interesting. First thing he mentioned is that prep school has been calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you would expect, right? When there's an opening, he's going to end up being a top 30, top 40 level player. But it would be interesting when you're talking about sort of his recruitment, right? You're talking about him as the focal point of that 2020 class, at least locally.
Right.
You know, if he's not in Memphis anymore, that mm-hmm. opens the door.
It does. All of that said, that's why I'm glad we got to ask Dad about Penny and sort of that Monday visit with him. They've made it clear. We got the information that Tony's calling, sort of as, hey, I want to remind you, even with this news, hey, you're still a priority for us. That's what's that. It's good to get that info because then we can work on the premise that look, it's still going to be hard for Vandy, Tennessee, even if Matthew is away and at a, you know, say he's down at IMG down in Florida, it's still going to be hard because if Penny Hardaway, as we've said, if you stay up that high on his priority list, he's coming to get you. That's the bottom line, and we know the relationship is strong there. And so, again, it's a smooth play by Stackhouse. There's no question about it. And it's going to make it a little bit more, you know, a little bit more interesting to watch. The prep school angle makes it a little bit more interesting to watch because, like we've said,
it does.
Same thing applied to James Wiseman when he's here in your backyard. Much easier for Penny to keep tabs, to go check on him when he's here at East and not at a prep school.
No doubt.
That would be the case if Matthew's at Whitehaven. Like they said, they're waiting to see who the next head coach is. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Matthew at a prep school next year. You know, because that's you go that route too, where it's all basketball. You know what I'm saying, and you can get a lot better. We know that as well, so we'll see.
Well, if you're at Whitehead, I mean, first of all, it's a different time, right? People listening will be like, "Wow, like you're really gonna leave? You're gonna leave Memphis because your high school coach left?" Like, it is a different time.
Well, they go back to when he was nine.
Yeah,
number
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Like,
oh wow,
it's a different time, and it is a unique relationship for sure.
Right.
But that's what top kids do now. You know, if you think back to Jarnell Stokes, he was gonna go to Oak Hill, and then he ended up coming back and going to Southwind. But
Chandler was going to Oak Hill too, wasn't he?
Chandler was going to go to Oak Hill. He ended up coming back. You know, so Oak Hill is not the power that it used to be. It's now about IMG and Montverde and you know, La Lumiere and, like, you know, you hear stuff like that all the time. But that's what the top kids do now. It's like college before college in a way.
I imagine there is a decision to be made because, again, they put a good coach in there. Matthew's a competitor. I've told you about him the entire time. Guy that wants the ball in the clutch. Competitor wants to win a state title at the school we started the business with, too.
Yes.
And so they came up short last year.
Yep.
And I'm sure for Matthew Morrell, who loves Whitehaven,
right,
who loves representing Whitehaven, wants to win a state title, and that's why you've got a decision to make. But like you said, John, when you've got – just think about it. When you've got the facilities, potentially of an IMG, put it that way, that's down in Florida, and everything is built for basketball, and you're getting stronger and better, and it's sort of focused on you. You're still going to get your books, right? And Matthew's a great student. Obviously, Vanderbilt's recruiting. We know he is, know what type of family he comes from. But the draw, mm-hmm. how attractive that is. I can go just focus down there on basketball. You know, that's what they're selling. And John, it looks a lot better than Oak Hill, where it's just like off in the forward. What books and basketball. Remember the old saying about Oak Hill? That's all there is. And that yep. big old, there ain't much to do around it. IMG's got a better, you know, they're selling a better locale these days. They got a good program, and sort of they're the hot thing. Montverde.
Is IMG in Florida? Is that where that's
Bradenton.
At?
Okay. Yeah.
And think about RJ.
Trey Draper's down there.
Think about RJ Hampton, right? Like what made his decision so much easier to reclassify? It's his head coach. Mm-hmm. His head coach was reassigned, and so when there's change, you know, oftentimes that will spur and spark more change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's something here. You know, you wouldn't. It's the same thing with James, right? When we were covering this over the summer, you know, was he going to end up at Finley? Was he going to end up somewhere else? You know, you did not want him to leave your orbit in Memphis, right? Because you know you want to be close to him. You not necessarily you don't have control, but it's just you keep tabs. You know, you keep tabs on the situation a whole lot easier when that player is in your city, and that's what makes the job so different.
People have asked me this on Twitter, King Tarvis did, and maybe it's something we can clear up for those that don't know. You might be asking yourself, well, why couldn't Penny hire him like to the support staff, right? And then mm-hmm. you've got if Faraji's so good, like and I've told you guys, I tweeted, he's been destined for D1 for a while, why not just bring him on as a part of your support staff? Matthew sees that, he comes on in. He's got Penny, he's got his high school coach, and that all works. Well, there's a rule in the NCAA that many of you are probably familiar with now, but some of you might not know about. You've got to be a year removed from dealing with that prospect to be hired to the support staff. You can get the assistant job. The NCAA was banking on the coaches won't be willing to give up that valuable position, right, to give it to a family member or friend, right? So we're going to keep the rule about the support staff, or they can't do it. You got to be a year removed, but they can have the assistant job. So the answer to that question is Penny can't hire him in a support staff role because he just worked with Morrill. I think mm-hmm. it's from the last time you were active, so it'd be the state tournament. He coached him there. You got to be a year removed from that. Penny would have to hire him as an assistant coach to have him on the staff right now.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And that is what Stackhouse has done. He's given him one of those valuable assistant positions.
Yeah, and Penny is maintaining right now. It sounds like I didn't hear the clip. I saw Drew Hill tweet it. But at least it sounds like Penny is maintaining that there is no opening. There is no opening on the staff right now, which this may – I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. This may come as news to Sam.
When it's based on the clip we played yesterday.
This could come as news to Sam.
Mm-hmm. It should come as news to Bill Roden, too, who should have – you know, if Sam's coming back, right, man, that might have been an avenue you wanted to explore with
I
him.
I would agree.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if we had Sam Mitchell on this show, class. Like, man, Sam, like, how excited are you to coach James Wiseman
what
next year?
What a strange situation.
Mm. It is a weird deal. Now, listen, I can understand a situation, too, where – it's just been all good right now for Memphis, right? It's just been all positive.
Yeah, I was saying that yesterday.
It's been all like, you know, Candyland. And anytime there is a departure, anytime there is a change in the staff, like, you know, it's kind of, you know, it can be viewed a certain way. You know, it just can. And I'm not saying it's negative because I don't think it's negative.
That's what I was just going to say. Like,
I don't
what do you
view it as negative.
Again, losing Sam, what are you losing? You know, again, a former coach of the year, yes. And right. someone who clearly helped Penny last year, but I'm talking about from a recruiting standpoint.
Correct. And that's the most important thing at the end of the day. You know.
What about the NBA angle?
I mean, you still have the NBA angle.
You got that with Mike and with Penny?
I get you.
Yeah, you still have the NBA angle. You know. And you can always hire somebody else.
That has more NBA.
Yeah. Experience. I mean, so it's not like Sam Mitchell is like the penultimate NBA pedigree, like he's the only guy and he's the best guy.
No, I would find it even more interesting and fascinating if Sam is indeed still part of this staff and yet for the last 2, 3, 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has kind of not been actively or at least saying it, or at this point seems to be convinced that he is not.
Right.
So I'm curious about how this is going to go at 1. I mean, more clear is how it's going to go at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it sounds like the commercial appeal is going to live stream it. So if it does indeed, we do have guests today, but if it does start on time, you know, at 1 o'clock, then certainly we will do our best to bring it to you because it is going to be – it could be a very, you know, a very newsy press conference, right?
One way or the other. Sounds like he's going to say that Sam's still on the staff. And he may stick to that story.
Right. It could be. That could very well be what he says. It could be what he says. I didn't see outside the line. So was I don't think he was asked about his staff. Mm-hmm. I think he was just sort of talking about
his NBA staff.
And he just said, you know, it's me, it's Mike, it's Sam, you know, and Tony. And, you know, I think I'm assuming that's how it went. But again, I didn't see it. All I read was one tweet. And I think we'll know a little bit better because he will get asked about it.
Going to
be the first question. 100%.
Jeff or Giannotto?
Oh, it's Jeff. Giannotto gets the Rajon Tucker question. And then Drew Hill gets to, and then Drew Hill gets to ask who are they going to add in 2000, who else are you going to add, or you know how many are you going to add in 2019. That's how we're going to divvy that up.
Sounds good.
I'm going to put the Sam Mitchell question being first, 2-1. You like those odds? You want any action?
I'm not messing with it.
That will be the first question. I can promise you. I'm not there, but if we're going to stream it, you will see. Anyway, lots more to come here on the show. Clay Trapp's going to join us in the third hour. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Don't get too horny.
Yeah!
Memphis has unicorn players. 92.9 has Unicorn Cash. Listen at the top of the hour weekdays for your chance to win a unicorn grand. Because these unicorns shit money.
Yo, no way.
Win $1,000 an hour, every hour, every single weekday from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. It's Unicorn Cash. You know it. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Heard on the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Frontier Western Store's world-famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Work Hog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well, Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is a loyal listener to the show, and he's had multiple conversations with the Live Love Memphis team over the last several months. He was going back and forth. Do I want to sell my house? Do I not want to sell my house? Finally decided he wanted to get his house sold, and he picked the Live Love Memphis team because it's the best choice. It's the only choice. They listed his home on a Monday. Today it is under, or excuse me, the next day it was under contract for the list price.
They're the best in the business. There I am.
You got emotional. You're like Trenton Watford.
The website is livelovememphis.com. You should go check it out for yourself. They haven't just done great work for Lewis. They did it for me as well. Got a home sold for me. I thought I'd never be able to sell. They did it quickly. Showed me I was wrong. That's how hardworking they are. Jennifer Carstensen and the crew over at Live Love. Again, the website's livelovememphis.com. The phone number, I don't know why you're waiting at this point to call. Call it. 901-685-6000. And when you get a person on the phone, they say hello, ask for Jennifer Carstensen, and pretty soon you'll have that home sold as well, and if you'd like, they'll get you in your dream home. LiveLoveMemphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 99 FM ESPN. Drew Hill has tweeted shortly after announcing that the commercial appeal would be indeed streaming Penny's press conference. He has come back and said, wait, never mind. Skirt! No streaming allowed.
It's because they have exclusive rights to the Tiger Radio Network.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's some inside baseball for you. That is why it cannot be streamed, according to Brad Carson. So no live stream. But we'll, of course, if there's anything pertinent, we will bring that to you as best we can. Now, according to Drew Hill, who was watching Outside the Lines, we're doing a radio show. We're not watching it. Penny Hardaway mentioned Sam Mitchell as a member of the staff. That would obviously, in many ways, I would say, contradict his tone, you know, with Bill Rode in that podcast, would definitely contradict his tone, because you do a whole podcast with Sam Mitchell and you don't talk about the damn Memphis basketball program where he works, right? I mean, that to
well,
me.
And you say, what's next?
Right. And it's not like, hey.
Well, what's next is going back to Coach Tigers.
Right. It's like, hey, we're going to try to build a national championship contender.
We're about to fight for a national championship, Bill.
I know, damn, I got some Tex-Mex for you.
This is. Might be one of the strangest things we've ever seen.
Ever.
And it'll unfold at one, hopefully.
Now, a lot of people have asked me in response to Sam Mitchell maybe being on staff, maybe not being on staff, about Larry Brown. Mm-hmm. And Larry Brown as a potential replacement.
Yeah, I know.
For
I've gotten it too.
For
your bud.
Yeah, for Sam Mitchell if he's out. Tom Bowen is out as well. So that could, you know, if Tom Bowen was the obstacle, you know, in the hire of Larry Brown, I'm now getting texts that Penny was pumping Sam Mitchell on Outside the Line. So this is going to be really fascinating to watch unfold. But anyway, people you know, asked about Larry Brown.
Yes.
And, you know, listen, I've tried to get Larry Brown on the show.
But you tried to get him on the staff. Let's just be real.
Tried to get him on the staff this time last year. And I've been trying to get him back on the show since. And I just kind of want to give you guys an idea of how it's gone. So made a pass at him on Halloween. It was the night. It was on Halloween night, and I texted him. I said, "Hey, Coach, can we have you on?" He said, "I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning." It's not funny, bro. It's not funny.
Come on.
He said, "I have a doctor's appointment."
Sorry, Brad.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
That was inappropriate, wasn't it?
No. I was just shocked at the answer.
So I texted him.
You'll know why I lied.
On November 6th. And I said, "Hey, Coach Brown, it's me. You know, hope we're still best friends. Can we get you on the show?"
You didn't put that line in there.
I said, "Can we get you on the show tomorrow?" This was a week later. I'm back in Italy.
Oh my Lord!
So he was back in Italy. I think
missed
that was
him on that one.
I think that
just
was actually
missed.
True. So I gave him some space, and I kind of allowed him to do his thing in Italy.
Yeah.
The story came out about his bad experience in Italy, and,
right. I remember.
And that ended prematurely. And I let him kind of have his time to grieve over that.
Sure.
And then I texted him on March 5th, and I said, "Hey, Coach Brown, it's me. It's John. Hope
Your
everything
friend.
Is good, man.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted early in the summer. You used to come on the show all the time, man. Hope everything is good.
Yeah, Larry.
Can we get you on the show tomorrow to talk to some NBA and college basketball?" He said, "I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow."
Oh, my Lord.
You see the theme yet, Brad?
And then I texted him yesterday.
"We can't have this man on staff."
And I said, "Hey, Coach Brown, it's me. Hope everything is good. Hope we're still best friends. I'm going to take another run at you. You around tomorrow? Mm. Are you around tomorrow at all? To come on the show." He said, "I'm not sure I'll be available. I will try. I have some medical stuff to handle." And I said, "Okay, I understand. You know, maybe I'll just reach out to you tomorrow morning and we'll see where you're at." And I did just that. And I said, "You know, can we call you in 10 minutes? And he said, "I have an appointment that was moved up." So
you ain't never gonna get that man again.
I think I'm gonna have to go to the doctor's office to interview him. I think I'm going
to
have...
Yeah, you could go to the physician, sure.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the doctor's office. I'm going to steal a coat. I'm going to steal a doctor's coat. I'm going to be turned around. I'm going to be turned around when Larry walks in, and then...
plastic gloves.
I'm going to turn around and snap the glove, and I'll be like, "Hello, Larry, it's me."
Still going to come on the show. No, you should...
"Hey, Larry, bend over the trousers in your underpants."
No,
do you feel
guilty? Brad, that was way too far.
Do you feel somewhat guilty for pestering a man that clearly, you know...
does not want to come on the show?
And has some medical issues.
No, I don't think he really has any medical issues. I think he's mostly just using that as an excuse. But
blowing off the show.
I think it's more of he just doesn't want to do the show, which is fine. I respect that. But do I feel guilty? I never feel guilty.
Well, hold on. Let me be Penny. "Hey, Larry, you want to come? You want to come join our staff?"
I just want to. I'll read from the. I'll read from.
You
the
be team. Larry.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'll be available. I'll try. I have a doctor's appointment.
What did he say when you said? Listen, we'll just rearrange it. I'll try to reach you again.
He said, "Please try."
Is this Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown?
It is, and I'm certainly not making any. I'm not making light of any sort of. Medical issues or anything like that, but I don't think this is a medical issue kind of thing. I mean, I think it's just have your checkups, and Larry has maybe more than
old.
Well, yeah, he's
freaking old.
Well, he's an older guy.
We can't make the argument that you're pestering him too much when he's telling you,
"Please try."
No, please try to reach out to me and have me on the show.
But see, at some point,
Brad, it's just one circle that you keep going around him.
Yeah, but at some point, I stop trying.
Hit me back.
You know, I'm getting the runaround here, Larry. Give me the runaround here.
You don't have the patience for this, do you, John?
Well, I mean, clearly I do. I've tried 5 different times, you know. And
that's good persistence. That's the kind of persistence you do with his fathers.
I've tried globally. I've tried globally. You know, I've hit him in Italy. I've hit him, you know, here. Like, I definitely will go to the ends of the earth for him.
Well, clearly. There may not be an opening. We're going to see, aren't we?
All this has been futile. So, anyway, there you go. I don't think it's going to be Larry Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Just... because we've gotten like 50 questions about that, and hopefully we'll get some kind of clarity on.
That's disappointing.
You know, if there's an opening or whatever it is, at 1 o'clock, Penny Hardaway's press conference is scheduled to begin in the next few minutes. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Memphis Italian Festival, where everybody's Italian. Thursday, May 30th through Saturday, June 1st in Marquette Park. Enjoy Italian food, arts and crafts, and fun for the whole family. Have dinner in Luigi's Cafe from Venice Kitchen on Friday night and Pete and Sam's on Saturday. Or enjoy Italian favorites from the Piazza di Pasta food court. Plus live music, the Luigi 5K race, bocce, cooking contests, and more. For more info and advanced tickets, visit MemphisItalianFestival.com. Kids 10 and under get in free. Brought to you by Chuck Hutton Chevrolet. Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit UTUniversityPlasticSurgeons.com today.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome five cheese mac and cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's summertime and the bugs are upon us. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and find out why we have over 2,500 five-star ratings. And if you're looking for a career change, give us a call at 388-0852. If you've got...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.